John chapter 3, verse 30, he must increase and I must decrease. The words of John the Baptist there from John chapter 3, verse 30. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Can you believe that we are already here on the 23rd day of August 2012? This week is going by so quick. Where is the week going? And it seems like there's more work than days. And maybe that's why it's been going so fast. But regardless, hey, I hope things are going well with you. It is such an honor to yet again spend some time here with you and as part of our Thursday Together fellowship on the air. And I was just taking a look at John chapter 3, verse 30, where John the Baptist was saying, he must become greater and I must become less. And I just love those words. John the Baptist is saying, whoa, wait a second. I am not the Messiah. In fact, I must become less and he must become greater. And can you imagine if we had less people driven and more Jesus driven? Can you imagine the opportunities? Can you imagine the kingdom here on earth just be revealed? Wow. He must become greater. I must become less. That is actually one of the prayers that I pray each and every time I go in the pulpit before I preach God's word, is that may it be all of him and none of me. So, kind of ponder on that a little bit today from John chapter 3, verse 30, the words of John the Baptist. Well, how's your week going? Pretty good? Did you have a good weekend? I know we're preparing for this upcoming weekend. Our 9-year-old turned 10 last Friday. And so we had a nice birthday party. It was really cool. Timothy really just enjoyed his day. We got him a brand new desk, so he was really excited about that. And we got him a nice, cheaper MP3 player where he gets to listen to some of his favorite Christian songs right there. So he really enjoyed that. And my wife did a great job, in fact, of making the birthday cake. So I'm quite pleased. I went in for seconds and thirds. It was so good, but it was really neat. In fact, Tim, before he celebrated his birthday, I think it was like last Wednesday. No, it was Thursday, the day before his birthday. And he gave me permission to share this on the radio, but we've been noticing that he's been telling a few more fibs lately. So he was caught telling a fib just last week, a couple of days before his birthday. And I kind of had enough of it, like, okay, we kind of need to really do something about this because this is something we've been noticing quite a bit lately, so we need to really take some action. So we had a nice conversation with him, and I told him, lying is wrong and so forth. So I gave him some really good Bible verses to really read up upon, and I had him write an essay based on some of the passages that I gave him. I had him write about Peter when he lied three times, when he denied Christ, like he did not know him. I had him write an essay on that, as well as in the book of Acts with Ananias and just lying that, yep, this is all the money I have, and didn't really give the full amount to the church. And I had him write about why he thought those people lied and what God thought about lying and telling fibs and so forth. So he wrote the essay and he did a great job. He really did. So I'm quite proud of him. It is just one of those moments where it's like, man, it's right before his birthday. Should we really go down on him? But the word tells us we need to train up our children. And, you know, if it was his birthday or not, I felt obligated to, you know what, we really need to come down on him and show some of this discipline. So he gave me permission to share that a little bit today. So, but it's just what a great opportunity to really bring out the word of God and make it applicable and apply it and make it be relevant to our daily life. So he did a really good job. So we haven't seen much of that fibbing lately, but he's been doing really good. I've been really proud of him. And he's 10 years old now, so, wow, growing up way too quick, don't they? Regardless, we had a good weekend with his birthday, and there's actually a great opportunity for you to have a good time as well. Some great fellowship coming up in just, a couple of weeks. On Saturday, September the 8th, you're invited to be part of the Ernie Haas and Signature Sound concert up in Chicago. So you're probably thinking, wait a second, Chicago's a few hours away. How am I going to get over there? Well, we're setting up a special Great News Radio bus trip to go see Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound again on Saturday, September the 8th. It's going to be up at the Moody Bible Institute. So we're going to have a bus prepared to depart from the Marketplace Mall in Champaign at 2 p.m. with a possible pickup in Paxton on the way up to Chicago. Now, for the deluxe motor coach ticket to the event, along with some very special VIP treatment. And I know Mark Burns is really trying to get together with the Moody Bible Institute to really hit a home run for this bus trip. So there's details still being worked out as we speak. But for all of that, though, the trip is only $50. And, of course, that includes everything, the ticket, some snacks, some bottled water. And rumor has it that Mark Burns will not be driving the bus. Hallelujah. I've been praying about this. I've been on my knees about it with the Lord, because if Mark Burns drove the deluxe motor coach, we would never get there. We would not get there. Well, next thing you know, welcome to Hawaii. I mean, that... All kidding aside, if you want to get more information on this great bus trip up to the Moody Bible Institute, again, on Saturday, September the 8th, just give us a call, reserve your ticket, get more information, call up a couple of friends and say, hey, this is what's going on. You want to join me? Let's do it. Let's just enjoy this great day of fellowship and hear some great Christian music by Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound. You can get more details by giving us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Going to be a great day of fellowship. Well, friend, we're going to be taking a look as part of our devotional today at 1 Samuel chapter 16 and talking about my yellow sports car that I had as a teenager. We'll compare the two here just a little bit right after this, right here on Great News Radio.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. And
that is the group Selah And I surrender all right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. When I was about 18 years old, I moved from Chicago and I moved to Kansas City. All by myself, I had taken on my first full-time job out there. So I was about 8 hours away and I had this incredible yellow sports car. Now, when you're 18 years old and you're a male, you want it to impress the ladies back then. Oh, yes, absolutely. You wanted people to take a look and like, that's a nice car. Oh, what a handsome guy. You know, so that's what I was focused on when I was 18 years old. So every day you would see me outside my garage, waxing my car, cleaning it up, giving it a car wash every day, scrubbing those tires, spit shine. I made sure that car was pretty. I did everything in my power to make sure that it was perfect. You know, it was shiny, it was pretty, to where people are going to be looking at like, wow, that's a nice car. Now, in reality, the car was nowhere near being perfect, none whatsoever. But I wanted people to think that it was a nice car because it was yellow and it was shiny. So one day as I was coming home from work, I worked third shift, parked my car, went in, went to bed, and then later on in the afternoon, I got in my car, and it would not start. It would not start whatsoever. It was dead. My car had officially died. I mean, like, never coming back type of dead. You know what I'm saying? So it was not good. And what happened? Well, I took it into the shop, and I found out that I neglected to do something very important. Rookie mistake. Extremely rookie mistake. I neglected to change the oil. I mean, it went on for 6 months and the motor died because it didn't have oil in it whatsoever. The engine died. The engine died. And now, like, I would never even think about not changing the oil. Because that's probably one of the most important things to do. It died in the garage, didn't even want to wake up type. It didn't even make a noise when he tried to start it. It was dead. I officially killed the engine. But I was so focused on the outside, looking attractive, that I forgot about the inside. So today we're going to call today's program the Yellow Car. That's right, in memory of my yellow sports car several years ago. It probably went on to be with the Lord now, but that... It's all right. I'm just kidding. The car does not have a soul. I just want to clarify that. But, you know, I think that goes, a lot of people, a lot of Christians can relate. Some of us are so focused on looking good on the outside, but we're so empty on the inside. To tell you the truth, when I think about that, I think of Judas in the Bible, who, if you looked at his life without knowing the details of his inner life and where his heart was, when you look at his life, it seemed like he had his life all together. He had it together. Because he was working as part of one of the greatest ministries in the history of all time, working with Jesus side by side. He was the leader. He was in charge of the money bag. So he had responsibility. He had the authority to purchase items and buy things and so forth. So when you looked at his life, it seemed like he had it all together. He seemed like it was great. Things were going great. He even kissed Jesus. So therefore he must be holy, right? In fact, while he was leading in the ministry and being in charge of the money bag, the Bible says in John chapter 12 that Judas was a thief. He was in charge of the money bag and he used to help himself to whatever was in it at any time. While he was kissing Jesus, little did the people know on the outside that he was betraying Jesus just with that kiss. So when he looked at Judas's life from the outside without knowing the details, it seemed like brother had it all together. But in the inside, he was far from God. And for Samuel, it talks about how we look on the outside, but God looks in the inside. God looks at the heart. Sometimes we get so caught up on the outside beauty that we forget that the true beauty is truly in the inside. In Luke chapter 10, we read about Mary and Martha. Verse 38, I'll pick up here. It says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord replied, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Martha was caught up on superficial stuff, stuff that really didn't matter. And cleaning our home and taking care of the house is important. But when you compare it to Mary's intimate moments with the Lord, feeding her spirits, the Bible says, Jesus said that Mary chose the better part. Mary was more focused on feeding her inside rather than trying to look good on the outside. 1 Peter chapter 3 says, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." Brothers and sisters, why are we talking about this today? God's not interested in how pretty you look on the outside. It don't matter what dress you wear, what suit you wear. God's not interested in that. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, focusing on our inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is great worth in the Lord's sight. This chapter talks about women and how women need to focus more on their inner self than their outer self. But I think as men, we need to take part of that too. Sometimes we get caught up in superficial stuff that means nothing. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I wanted to impress this pretty young lady. Oh my goodness. I remember when I was 12 years old, there's this one girl who I had this major crush on. This major crush. Her name was Jennifer. Oh man, when Jennifer used to pass by the house, when we were playing in front of the house, when we were playing football, I took my shirt off so she can see my muscles. Because I was so excited because Jennifer was passing by my house. So I took my shirt off being 12 years old, trying to play football, trying to be this bad looking tough man and so forth. And she wasn't interested in that. And they used to bother me. Because, you know, I used to think, okay, I had some muscles here or something. You know, I think I'm in shape. I scored a touchdown in front of her, and what's going on? Well, married several years later, here I am married. My wife will testify, my outer looks is just a small part of what she loves. She loves my heart. She loves the way I treat other people. She loves the way I treat our kids. She loves the way that I talk and spend time with elderly people and just love on them and give them my ear and give them my heart and my time. That is what my wife is attracted to. She wasn't attracted to my looks. Lord have mercy, she must have been blind if that was the case. Friend, where are you putting your focus on? When I was 18, I was putting my focus on having this shiny new car, taking care of the outside, but I neglected to change the oil. The most important thing. The Bible says that God looks at the heart. God looks at the heart. Some of us are more concerned about going to the gym, working out, building up our muscles, trying to get our cardio in, walking 2 miles a day. We're more focused on making our outside better and yet neglecting to spend alone time with the Lord Jesus and taking care of our inside, our intimate time with Him. That, my friend, is what I call having our priorities out of line. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with working out. I highly recommend it, highly recommend it. However, if it gets in the way or if it trumps your alone time with the Lord, then that's a problem. Friend, I encourage you today to examine yourself. The Bible says to look at ourselves, to examine ourselves. Examine to see if you've been spending that one-on-one time, intimate time, feeding your spirit's desire to have that intimacy with the Lord, or are you just like my yellow car? pretty on the outside, but neglecting to change the oil in the inside.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my
song, and I know my Redeemer lives. Well, friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me on this Thursday. You can find out more about Great News Radio by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, or you can also give an online gift there as well, greatnewsradio.org. Always a pleasure to be sitting in the seats with you each and every Thursday. Don't forget Mark Burns hanging out with you tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.